this story of inspiration that I want to pass along to you discovered the latest edition of, boy, I wish I should have, you know, for all the times that we referenced this, and we've always had fun referencing, especially Pat Johnston, because you do it so well, Ripley's Believe It or Not. Thinking back to Jack Palance.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Believe It or Not?
Jack. Because of the old TV show that was fun.
Oh, yeah.
The latest book has come out. And in the book, highlighted is a young man from Michigan, Southgate, downriver Detroit. And his name is Rocky Stoutenberg, but he goes by the name Rocky No Hands. And there's a video. I'll put a link up to the video, but I'll play the first few moments just to kind of set this story up to give you an idea of Rocky No Hands. And here it is. Check this video intro out.
What if I told you that your whole team just lost to a guy playing with just his mouth? My name is Rocky No Hands. I'm from Downriver, Detroit, Michigan, and I can play video games with just my mouth, believe it or not.
Yeah, this is a young man who was very active. As it says here in the story, he spent time going to school and he played sports. He did weightlifting. He was at a party one night and was wrestling with a friend, and unfortunately, in the wrestling, he broke his neck. And now he's a quadriplegic. But his family did its best to support him, and his brother, who knows how competitive that this kid is, helped him start playing video games with what's called a quad stick, a mouth-based video game controller. You heard him say, what would I tell you, know, if you were being beaten by a guy playing with his mouth?
Right.
It's developed specifically for people with quadriplegia. At first, he was apprehensive to trying the controller, but his brother knew once he got the competitiveness in him and learned how to work the controller, and it was only a matter of time before he became one of the best, and he is one of the best. He started beating his family and friends at the video games. He began streaming himself playing. He started winning games online against other people who had no clue
what he was doing.
And Rocky No Hands, as he's known, has now become the first quadriplegia to join a professional esports organization.
Oh,
he's
how about that?
Signed to play with Luminosity Gaming as an esports gamer.
Wow.
Is that something?
Yeah. He's got to be pretty good.
Yeah, he's real good. Mm-hmm. He talks about that how he was playing and then eventually realized he could make a little money doing this, but he was so good that he said, I started making a lot of money. I realized I might have a career in this, but he said, you just can't believe that he has become the first quadriplegia to sign a professional esports gaming contract.
Wow.
I mean,
wow, that's remarkable. It really is.
It is. I mean, you think about the opportunities. We talk about people who have the use of all their limbs and are advancing themselves into esports careers. I mean, what an opportunity here for this guy.
And to have to learn. Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I'm just used to always using our hands, right?
Yeah.
When you play video games, that have to learn how to do things with your mouth. I mean, that's a lot of time, a lot of practice.
And for most gamers, you're using both hands.
Yeah.
This guy's using the one mouth. He's got to use the breaths, blowing in, even sucking out, using, there's, I guess, a little chin controller that he can also tap to. But it's amazing. And he's got this. There's a video. And again, I'll put it up on our Morning Team Show page. It's very inspiring. This guy's just fantastic. In fact, let's see if I can get to another part of the video just to hear what he talks about, because here's how inspiring this guy is. Listen to some of the information that he tells here in this part of his video.
I think I've inspired a lot of people from a lot of, you know, areas around the world, and I personally know people that I've talked to that I've saved their life. 5 years of me streaming, even if I saved one life, would be worth it, and then I just know that the millions that I have inspired, that it was definitely worth it. I don't think I'll ever stop gaming, and I don't think I'll ever stop reminding people that I'm killing them with my mouth.
Quite a young man.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's been a major supporter, it says in the story, for those in the gaming community with disabilities. He reaches out. He mentors those who are struggling. And as you heard, I mean, you know, saving lives that way. That's...
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might have an opportunity to become a motivational speaker, too.
Yeah. I mean, he's got the right attitude.
The gaming.
Just amazing. But I know I was just... It's a great story in the first place, but no, it was coming out of Detroit, the Metro Detroit area, Downriver Detroit, and I just thought it was kind of cool. And from the latest edition of Ripley's Believe It or Not.
And the device that he's using, I guess if I could describe it just from looking at it, it sort of reminds me, I'm not trying to be funny about this either, but it reminds me, you remember when Peter Frampton, the guitarist,
yes,
would use that processor, you know, that he'd blow into? It kind of looks like that in a way.
Exactly right. No, you're it's that kind of ability to use his mouth to in this case, do something that he couldn't normally do,
right,
because of being a quadriplegia. So we'll put a link up. As I said, you want a story of inspiration? There's one for you.
There you go.
We love those kinds of stories.